Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the first live episode of Brushing After Dark. And we want to thank you guys for joining us. Sit up with us today, our co-host and friend. How you doing, man?
Right, I'm scripted.
Well, this is the first ever episode of Brushing After Dark, so pray with us. We are live. We are unfiltered, uncensored, in your face, and most importantly, we are raw. There's no script. I don't have a script. In fact, I have thousands of scripts. There it goes on the floor. No scripts today. Unfiltered. All right, let's get talking. We want to consider our condolences to the late, in all serious now, the late Dusty Rhodes passed away earlier today due to a long time condition. I don't know what happened. He had kidney failure. He passed away the other day. We want to send our truest condolences in a very serious moment to the Dusty Rhodes family, known as the Runnels, Dust, Stardust, Goldust, all these people there. You come back home when you can. We wish you guys the best of luck as you try to move on. All right, Monday Night Raw. Why is this man? Can it just demand to be the number one owner of this business?
Hey, I don't really know. I mean, he's just a dreamer. He's trying to make it real.
Yeah.
We're on Twitter so let's just talk like we written each other. Let's just be together.
Black. Those of you who do, if you've been hiding under the rock somewhere for the past, I don't know how many years, say, if you've been hiding under the rock the past 10, 20 years, the rock is half Samoan. Half Samoan. He's not. He's half black. His father's black. His mother's Samoan.
I'm not talking about Chinese, right? Because the rock is half Samoan. She's a Catholic Chinese woman.
No. She's Samoan. Well, even though we are uncensored, we still respect people's feelings, D12. We are uncensored. Let's have some respect a little bit. We are, even though we're uncensored and stuff. Let's calm things down a little bit. Okay. It's all good. Now, let's go to why is the crap. All right, think about it. For example, if John Cena went flat broke, with Nikki Bella sitting by her man's side, yes or no? If John Cena was broke and everything, no money, nowhere, would Nikki Bella still be by his side? This is PG-13, yeah. We can't go into detail, C12. Alright, fine, pornography. Anyway, the point of my question is, will Nikki Bella be true to her man, or prove to the world what a gold digger she is, as John Cena with a flat broke? So, you prove my point. Nikki Bella is gold digger. Why is that? I'm saying Nikki and Johnson would have brought Nikki Bella would hit the door. Basically.
Yes.
Now, she wouldn't be supportive like her sister would be with her husband. If Johnson would have brought, you can't provide for me no more. I got to find somebody who will provide for me. All that crap. Nikki Bella would hit the door. Which means
she
Twitter.com/WrestlingAfterDark will ask you questions as well. So we cannot take your call at this point in time. Let's talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin. If given the opportunity to come back, would he take it? Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, he's already retired. I mean, he would be.
Now, that was a stupid idea somebody mentioned. It was really stupid. John Cena versus Hulk Hogan. Why would you put your biggest cash cow in history?
It wasn't his idea. It was
a stupid idea. Why would you put the two biggest cash cows in history against each other as a punk? I'll be a partner, so I'll do my story, you know?
That's true, because I didn't even want to be the match of the century, and that was their idea.
Yeah.
Big Show, if people have a match, then the match of the century is all plenty of glory. But think about it, they commit generations and generations.
Right.
With generations come, that's how wrestling is. They're like, wait, watch it, crowd, they don't really like, wow, old fart versus a new fart. Wow,
I'm going to live this month longer than new efforts just now. Yeah. You know, like, imagine, like, for example, the kids that love John Cena. Oh, we like John Cena. Oh, Cena is awesome. Blah, 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 all that crap. John Cena, these kids are like John Cena now. 20 years from now, they moved on. They grew up, they moved on. They don't like John Cena. They still love wrestling for like John Cena.
I mean, but was John Cena ever your hero?
Well, I used to be a John Cena fan. Y'all was never my hero. He was never my hero. Ever. Ever, 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 never. I used to be a John Cena. I used to like John Cena. I like you. I'm real with you, man. You're my friend. I like you and everything. If I had an opportunity for the world championship and you were the number one contender, I would stab you in the back for the title. Would you not do the same thing?
That's why I mean, that's why you dumb catching with that barbed wire and Nick Bullion and destroy you.
Exactly. That's the point. Exactly. We would destroy each other for a shot at the world title. Exactly. We would destroy each other for a shot at the championship. The Money in the Bank is an opportunity for you to become immortal as far as wrestling is concerned. Immortality. You know? Pound that ladder, cash that briefcase, wrap the briefcase, hold a guaranteed contract, forget friendship, forget family, cash that sucker in. You are the number one, you are basically the world champion. All you gotta do is just match at the right time. The Royal Rumble. This is, I love Royal Rumble. This is what I love about wrestling. This is uncensored. This is random. That's crap. We don't talk about Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble match is an unpredictable event. Friendships, family, partnerships put to the side, the opportunity for the world championship, just like Money in the Bank. I would stab my brother in the back for a world title shot. You feel me?
Yeah.
I would do that to be the world heavyweight champion, to be the man, to be the guy, to be the face, my face on every single thing WWE has to offer, my face on the magazine. My face on the DVD covers, my face on the pay-per-view covers, to be the man, the first person in the show, the first person to open the show, last to be the main event, or to start the show. You feel me?
Yeah, but being like, it's kind of being a female, the show all day.
Well, that's the benefit of being a champion. You know what stuff you got 12 minutes left. We got 12 minutes left. But man, time's with my phone. Time's with my staff job before. But real quick, how long do you give Impact Wrestling before they close the doors forever?
I don't know. They're going to die.
Yeah. What happens?
They don't die.
They're like clockworkers. You know? I was walking somewhere. I was at a library, I think, and then cockroach in the parking lot, and I stunned on the cockroach. Cockroach kept living. Teen is like a little cockroach. The cockroach survived. They hang on. But one day, sooner or later, someone's going to quash the cockroach. The cockroach is going to be gone. Old Yellow, take him out back and shoot his freaking head off. One day, someone's going to take Old Yellow, get Pat Burson out back, and do what every wrestler comes to work for all do for the past however many years, put a bullet in their head and put it down. Just like the career of John Bennett, just like Pat Wrestling, put the bullet in their head, put a knife in it, end it. Just like this show, just 11 minutes in. Real quick, what's your all-time favorite random moment of wrestling?
My favorite moment was Abyss versus what is his name? Truth or Genius.
Who?
I bet you it's Truth or Genius. He's something that, like, people, like, honestly, but he was, at the time, kind of like Andre versus Kane.
Yeah, let's go with it.
And then they made a bitch like Mick Foley that we all would hate.
Let's talk about Mick Foley wrestling. Mick Foley is the craziest hell. He's the toughest dude in wrestling, you know? I'll give you why. Mick Foley, people say wrestling is fake. Oh, well, that's crap is fake. No, let me tell you something. Mick Foley has half an ear. He has a prosthetic ear. I believe his right side. Because Vader decided, let's rip off his ear and hand it to him. Mick Foley fell 16 feet off Hell in the Cell. Through Hell in the Cell. And by some miracle, gets up and walks. Mick Foley is the greatest wrestler, Hall of Famer, alive, in my opinion. You got a problem with that. Here's our email. WrestleTalk.com. I would love to hear your rebuttal on why Mick Foley is the greatest wrestler alive. I dare you. I challenge anyone. Prove me wrong why Mick Foley isn't the greatest wrestler alive. I would dare anybody.
So he wasn't the greatest because of the thing. It was even more great for the roster than him. Jeff Hardy did more stuff than him.
Yeah, but I don't see Jeff Hardy in Hall of Fame.
Burned him in one WrestleMania.
And I don't see Jeff Hardy in the Hall of Fame. Just saying.
But Jeff Hardy, when Jeff Hardy left, he had drugs on him.
There you go. I'm gonna leave that to interpretation. Because this is unfortunately the end of our show. You can always follow through. Always follow us. Twitter.com/wrestling/theuplateshow. The Uplate Show. Wrestling Tracks. This is Kitchen, our main podcast, Wrestling Tracks. Here I got Wrestling Tracks. And our website, WrestlingTracksByWeeks.com. The one-stop place for everything professional wrestling. I'm Lee Houston. This is CQO. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Wrestling After Dark. Good night, everybody.